Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Susan Oliver.
Hi, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, we were just saying, you know, last week was National 4-H Week. Hey, we're going to make it National 4-H Month, or at least Cass County 4-H Month, right?
That's kind of the goal. National 4-H Week is a really nice time to celebrate with everyone across the state, but I guess you don't get quite enough time to do everything you want to do in just a week and still do other things. We had our county convention on Sunday, and then Saturday we were also able to promote the program at Harvest Fest, and so preparing for those things, you know, you just don't get to do everything you want to do.
So we're moving forward, and so do you have some other special activities planned yet this month?
We're just trying to engage in different ways. We are planning, the Y has a Halloween event that they do on the 29th from 2 to 4. We'll be there, and we're doing kind of a hands-on trick-or-treating because that's what we're about in the 4-H program is, you know, learning by doing, actually being engaged while you're doing an activity. And so we've got a little bit of different take on that, and then we've got some really fun trick-or-treating bags for them that have the 4-H emblem on them, and then it's a Halloween comic strip. Mm-hmm. So fun for the kids.
And youth can get involved in a lot of different ways in school, in some other projects. But I want to start out right first with what people think of as the 4-H clubs. How many clubs are there in Cass County?
We have, we did have 16 clubs last year. We're transitioning to 15. One of our clubs over in the Anita area is joining together just to kind of diversify their group. You know, they're really excited about that, and I'm excited for them. Mm-hmm. It looks like they've got a good plan already. So we have 15 clubs.
Scattered around the county.
Absolutely. We are diversified in the times that we meet and the areas that we meet. We also are looking at, you know, how can we engage new volunteers? There's some really exciting science programming in the Extension and 4-H programs. So we'd really like to engage an adult in that area and try to get a special interest club growing. We can do a lot of different things with the 4-H club program, and I just like to continually remind people of that.
Yeah, don't get stuck in your little box. You got to think outside the box a little bit. But if there is a 4-H club, whether it's you know, a special interest or a regular one, established one, does a person have to live right next to that club, or could they join a club somewhere else in the county?
I typically, when I give the list out of clubs to a new interested family, I have them look at times more so than even location. Certainly somebody in Griswold is not necessarily going to want to drive to Anita, but we aren't required to just join a certain group. A lot of times they used to join by townships, and sometimes that's still a really nice, rich tradition for families to embrace. Parents often want their kids to be in the club they were involved in, and I think that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But I also want them to feel empowered to do what works for their family. Mm-hmm. So I a lot of times have them look at that date and time thing because people's time is so limited anymore.
And if a young person wants to join 4-H, how old do they have to be? And again, do you have to join when you're that first age?
No, we accept anybody enrolling at any time. Talked to a 10th grader this weekend who said she was still kind of interested in finishing out her high school career in 4-H. So I was really enthused to hear that and excited and showed her some options. 3rd through 12th grade in Cass County. 4th through 12th grade is the national program. Here we want to recognize what we call a Discovery 4-H member and get them started as early as we can. So we've got the 3rd graders involved too.
When they belong to a club, and we're going to move beyond that, but when they belong to a club, they're a member of an established club. What are some of the expectations to fulfill their membership?
Okay, great. Thanks for asking. We want them to enroll, so we have them do an enrollment, and that's actually online now, which is pretty exciting. It's a good way to streamline information. Sometimes a challenge, but I'm willing to help them work through that challenge, so they just need to get in touch with me. we expect that they will do a club presentation, an educational presentation is what we call it. And so they can talk about anything. You know, I remember one time I taught the club how to make puppy chow, which, you know, everybody knows how to make puppy chow. It's just the practice of getting up in front of a club.
It could be about their favorite pet or exactly. about their favorite food or about something they already know about.
Yeah, and as you compete at a different level, we have county opportunities to do educational presentation. That's where I would encourage you to up the ante a little, but the kids at the club level, just get up and talk in front of your club, and I promise you won't regret it. Even now, you know, I'm like, well, I don't know if that's my favorite thing to do is to talk in front of people, but it's important and it's something I do on a regular basis. And I've been told many times that I look very comfortable, and it wouldn't be that way if it hadn't been for 4-H.
I just say, yes, indeed. That was my experience. I was a shy little kid, and thank goodness for 4-H, had the opportunity to get up in front of a group, do some leadership things, and wow. It was pretty amazing. And kids still have that opportunity now.
It is very influential. You know, recently when I was at a state level training that I went to, one of our local 4-H'ers, Curtis Ulrich, was asked to be on a panel for the state staff involved. And he talked about his experience here. You know, Curtis is a very accomplished young man, but he'll tie a lot of it back into the 4-H program. And we're very fortunate to have him sharing that message. But I'd also like kids to take note, you know, this is a building experience.
Yeah. You have lots of opportunities in the world, but 4-H, I think, offers some things that maybe you don't have otherwise in a classroom or wherever. There's just a lot of opportunities. Usually you're among friends when you're in a 4-H club.
Absolutely. That's probably the question I ask first rather than the timing is, how'd you hear about 4-H? Did your kids say, well, their best friend Sally's in 4-H? Because I can look up which club they're in and we can suggest that club for you. Or depending on the age of the child, I might know that a club is a little more third and fourth grade heavy than the older kids, so I might suggest that for a younger kid.
Back to expectations. Does a member have to show something at county fair to fulfill their membership?
Absolutely not. We do encourage involvement in a project area. We have 30 different project areas. And why I would say that is one of the things that kids really need is to get independence and to explore what we call mastery. But really that's empowering them to build a skill set that they can be really proud of. It gives them that self-confidence. Mm-hmm. So that's why we encourage exploration in a project area. A lot of kids are really excited to get the affirmation of what they did by going to county fair with mm-hmm. that. But if they're not comfortable, that's not a requirement.
Okay. You mentioned 30-some projects. Is one of those still self-determined? So if it's not listed, if you don't have beef and sheep and food, you can still explore whatever you'd like.
Absolutely. We always encourage them to think about what their goal is. And if their goal can relate to one of the 29 project areas, that's where it needs to go. But self-determined is for those other times where kids are, you know, kids think out of the box way more than you or I. And that might not be entirely true for LaVon, but more than myself and other adults. Kids are, their juices are flowing. And so we want them to be able to showcase what they're working on.
Pursue what they would like. Well, probably, you said they can enroll online. If they need help, they can come and see you, kind of call you up and so on. Where can they see you? What's your phone number?
They can see me at the Cass County Extension Office. We're attached to the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds, 805 West 10th Street. They can call me at 243-1132. And then we have an online presence, but sometimes that's kind of hard to get over the radio. Search Cass County Extension and make sure you get the Iowa group.
Right. Yeah, that'll get you there. Sometimes that's easier than trying to remember all that. And so let's turn a little bit now to volunteers, because you can't have a 4-H special interest group or another 4-H club without having volunteers to lead that group.
Absolutely.
Right? Is that right?
That is a great idea, LaVon. We have in the 60s for club leaders, volunteers that work specifically with our club program. Some of those are duplicated, but then we have about 121 superintendents. And so sometimes that is just fair involvement, but we also have superintendents that do workshops outside of the fair experience. Mm-hmm. And it's in preparation kind of for fair, but it's also exploring more about the project area. We have Youth Action Committee that volunteers, Extension Council, Fair Board. It's kind of hard to name them all, but each of them are interested in helping young people learn, and then each of them is also trained in some fashion and supported by our staff locally as well.
So if you have any questions about 4-H member, be a young person becoming a member at any age, third grade and up to 19?
12th grade.
12th grade. Yeah, see, I'm still in the age thing. Thank you. And if you'd like to be a 4-H volunteer leader, maybe you have an interest you'd like to promote, right?
Absolutely. We're really looking for that. We want to find adults that have a special interest. People say, well, I don't really know 4-H. We can train you in 4-H.
Right.
4-H is the general positive youth development experience.
That's a good point to end on, Susan. And we want to thank you very much, Susan Oliver, for visiting with us this morning. And this is the time to find out more about 4-H and join 4-H. Until next time, here's a thought. This is from Zig Ziglar. From where I am to where I want to be is no further than it is for anyone else.